At the appropriate time, I'll also have an order amendment on 15-086.
Thank you, Councilman. Any further announcements from members of council? I would announce that each member of the public will be allotted 3 minutes to speak on all of the items on our printed agenda this evening. There's a time, it will be time if you decide to speak on any of the items on our printed agenda. Any member of the public will also have 3 minutes at the end of our meeting this evening to speak on any item that you may be of concern that's related to county business. We'll move on to introduction of ordinances. Madam Clerk, please proceed with the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 15087, amending FY 2016 approved operating budget devised for the peace. Appropriate $6,000 from the Clerk of the Peace Technology PA account for technology consultation services for fiscal year 2016. Ordinance 15088, amending the Pennsylvania Chapter 2 administration of the three officers and employees to allow the Clerk of the Peace to maintain account for technological services.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We'll move on to reports from select and special committees. We did not have a finance committee meeting today. We did have a public safety committee meeting. Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Am I live?
Sure.
What? I got it. It might just be mine, but...
You don't need it.
Well, now we can stay longer.
I actually plugged the extension cord underneath the desk in. But thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. President Pro Tem. We held our County Council Public Safety Committee meeting this afternoon. We had an update on our paramedic program and future academy by Chief Tan from our paramedics. And we had a brief discussion on National Night Out and some explanation from our county police staff in command. We also had a brief discussion on the Pope's visit and any impact that it may have upon Newcastle County. And then we did go into executive session regarding safety and security type items concerning our public safety complex. And other than that, very good meeting. We extended our meeting well into an hour into the executive committee meeting, and I apologize for that.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Nobody's fault. I think the meeting was very useful to all of council members. We did have an executive committee meeting this afternoon as well. We discussed several items on tonight's agenda, resolutions and ordinances. We are going to discuss farmland preservation at our next executive committee meeting, and we will also discuss technology subcommittee report at our next committee meeting of the executive committee. We did have a discussion regarding the $70 million capital project bond that was reported by WBEL, and there was clarity brought to council and the public around that issue. And we also approved two grants during the executive committee meeting this afternoon. We'll move on to the consent calendar. I'm sorry, Councilman Power.
Special services today on September 1st.
Thank you, Councilman Powers. So are there any other committees? There's a whole bunch more. Councilman Taggart.
Thank you, Mr. Pro Tem. Yeah, last Tuesday, the Land Use Committee met. We discussed a couple items in workshop and an item on the agenda tonight.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other reports from committees from members of council? Seeing none, we'll move on to the consent calendar. If an item on the consent calendar is objected to by a council member or a member of the public wishes to obtain additional information about the candidate or proposed legislation, or if a council member intends to offer an amendment to a resolution, to seek additional information or state a conflict, it shall be removed from the consent calendar and voted upon separately. Is there any item that anyone would like to have moved from the consent calendar? Madam Clerk? Is there a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 15154, congratulating the Newcastle Library and staff for participating in the 2015 Summer Food Service Program. Resolution 15155, honoring the life of Helen Holland Timmy and expressing condolences to her family and friends. Resolution 15156, congratulating Helen Michael Tangora for achieving the rank of Eagle Scout.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock, Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Kirkpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Raddick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street? Yes. Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President Pro Tem of Roe Carville, 12 yes, 1 absent.
The consent calendar is hereby adopted. We'll move on to presentations. Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President Pro Tem. At this time, I'd like to call Director Julie Kirk of our Newcastle Library and her board and committee members forward.
Mm-hmm.
gentlemen, this is one of our contracted libraries, and when we look at the town of Newcastle, we always talk about walkable, bikeable, a community that you can go and walk around and visit your library. This is a model for other libraries in other towns. They do such a tremendous job, not only within the town of Newcastle, but the surrounding areas around Newcastle. You can't imagine how many folks come to Newcastle Library and enjoy the beautiful facility that they have. So once again, let's give a round of applause.
Thank you, Councilman Bell, and thank you all for your service.
Congratulations.
I'm still not certain if my mic is on. Is it on?
Mine is.
Mine on now?
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
We're going to move on to the consideration of the resolution. Resolution 15157, urging the county executive to create the position of Newcastle County Business Liaison Officer. Ms. Kilpatrick and Mr. Sheldon. Ms. Kilpatrick.
Thank you. I move that Resolution 15157 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration.
Resolution 15157, urging the county executive to create the position of Newcastle County Business Liaison Officer.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Thank you. This was discussed between a couple of us on council and the administration, and we are bringing this forward so that we show that we are strongly in favor of business within this community and would like to make sure that their process through the land use process is one that runs smoothly, giving them a point person to help them rather than individually have to figure out which person in which department they need to go through next.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Any additional comments from members of council? Councilman Cartier.
I'm glad to be able to support this this evening. I think in the part of the county where job losses have just been just tremendous over the last 2 or 3 years, you know, we need to really get serious about economic development and allowing our land use processes to be streamlined and sort of have an ombudsman or ambassador to help business people who want to invest in this county have a smooth flowing approval process. And I think this is a long overdue function, and we're going to need to do this and a lot of other things in the future if we're going to rebuild the job base in this county.
Councilman Redick.
Thank you. Well, I really don't think this is needed because we have the land use and we have special services. And what I think has to be done is a correction on both of their parts so we can come together on this to have it. You already have an economic development person. And with that, there is 30 new jobs in Councilman Bell's district, and there's 100 transfer jobs to the same place. And within 3 years, there'll probably be 300 jobs there. And there hasn't been any point person to take care of this. The process right now is going through with the 300 jobs. And I just really can't see, land use does a good job, and I can't see having another person added to the cause, because what I think you're going to do is you're just going to spoil what's there, and I think that just has to be corrected. So I really can't support this in a positive way. I just think it ought to be done behind the scenes to get things done.
Thank you, Councilman Smalley.
Yeah, yeah, I hadn't realized until Councilman Redder just spoke about the other district that, you know, I guess I should be happier about this because this will add a job to my district. But it's with great reservation that I am going to support this. I hope it will be fairly implemented. And the reason I have reservations is based on the discussion that we had upstairs and I hope everyone will think about this. This doesn't have a fiscal note because it is a resolution. It doesn't have the force. But I will venture that this position will cost about twice as much as 070 if it was passed and then put in place for our council employees. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Bell.
Yes, Mr. President Pro Tem. I understand, you know, the content of the resolution, but in all honesty, I don't know that we need a resolution for this council to speak loud and clear, as we have done, that we want our departments to be business-friendly, user-friendly. I have to agree with Councilman Retta. I think that we're looked upon many times as the system being really complex, long, and getting things done. And, you know, we do have a gentleman that's assigned right now as an economic development officer. And I think that, you know, it was brought out in a meeting that this one position will not accomplish what we need accomplished. And I think what Councilman Rudd is bringing out is that it's not that we can't support a resolution urging something to be done, but what we ought to be urging is all of our departments to work in unison and reach out to our business, especially our smaller business, and try to work with folks and everything. And so I think there's improvement that could be done. Overall, our departments do a real good job, but there's always room for improvement. So I don't know that it takes a resolution to tell the administration that we support something that they're already supporting.
Councilman Tagg.
Thank you, Mr. Pro Tem. I, too, have reservations on the resolution only because of I think our land use does a fabulous job. I don't think it's the individual that we were really looking for, but it's the individual who's an expertise, their expertise and knowledge in the land use process that perhaps could walk somebody through it. I'm not sure creating another position or just placing somebody in something is going to have that expertise or knowledge. So it's got to be something that somewhere as a planner that has to be in, let's say, the land use department. We also have an Office of Economic Development that are supposed to be out in courting the businesses to come here. I know the statement was made that, you know, Jiffy Lube doesn't want to come here, but it seems CVS does. I don't know what the difference is, but, you know, they're everywhere. So something's working for somebody. But I think as we move into the next budget process, let's examine the Office of Economic Development and what it's doing exactly. And, you know, we used to have regular reports from them. Maybe we can look to expand that office.
Thank you, Councilman. Additional comments from members of council? Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you. Just to address the fiscal note, there are obviously many vacancies that are funded. I would hope that rather than trying to add any more onto a budget, that they would look at taking the funding from some of those vacancies that have been vacant for 3+ years and roll that over into this position. This is a position that this county has had prior to this, so this is not reinventing the wheel. It's one of those feel good and send a message to everybody that we are pro-business in this county and we are going to do whatever it takes to make sure that you have a smooth ride as you go through our land use process. We all hear complaints all the time that it took me so long, I had to get a temporary CO because we couldn't come to any agreement on how this was being done or that was being done, or I'm just so frustrated. I got my Lydia and then something else went wrong and then I had to go back for another Lydia. Yeah, I mean, we hear those things all the time. I would venture to guess that there's not a council person here that has not had complaints from somebody trying to get a business open within their area. So this again was discussed with the administration. Councilman Sheldon and I had lunch one day with the CAO. We talked about this administration. We explained that this position, we explained that we had seen this in this county before, that it worked well, it was somebody that was knowledgeable, that understood business. and just need it, when businesses need some hand-holding, if we have an economic development position, it's one position. That position is really, in my mind, and I believe as far as the job description goes, somebody that works with the State Department of Economic Development and also unilaterally for the county, trying to bring businesses here. And that's all well and good. We could want to bring businesses here. We want that overall picture. But once we get them here, we do not want them frustrated. We want them to know that there is somebody here that is willing to help them.
Thank you, Councilwoman. I will support the legislation wherein I don't think it's necessary to tell the administration what to do. I don't think this legislation hurts anything. I am very pro-economic development. If we can have another tool, I think it's worthwhile taking a look at. As you mentioned, we did have a person before in such a role. When I look at the economic development director, I think that's more of a macro position. And when you look at micro, some of the businesses that have to do business with land use, this is not an indictment on land use or not an indictment on special services, but a lot of people don't realize when they go to land use, and the land is there, they're not so certain if the sewer capacity is there. It means they got to go to special services. So I certainly don't think it hurts anything for the administration to consider this resolution. This resolution is not binding. It's urging. It's asking. And the administration so far seems to agree. So I think that any message that we can send at this point in time that is going to spur economic development is going to send a message that we are very serious about economic development. I think we should take advantage of it. And for my two cents worth, I will support the resolution tonight. Any other further comment from members of council? Councilman Redder.
I'd just like to add that Councilwoman Kilpatrick brought up about how some of the projects have been pushed back because of land use or special services. But land use and special services right now are working on a project that the state changed the law back in March, and it's in Councilman Smalley's district, and I skirt it. I go right across the street from it. And what happened was they pushed the right-of-way 15 feet back, and the owner of the project did not know about it until last month. So they had to rework the parking lot. They had to rework the storm drains, which they had to go to land use, and they had to go to special services because the state never notified anybody on this. So that pushed them back. So now, you know, some of the projects are going on, and then there was another project in my area where they changed the entrance. It didn't tell them until last week of when they're getting ready to start and put the shovel in the ground. So they didn't start that. They didn't do that for a week before the project. So there are certain things that are going on that, you know, land use might know about it, special services might know about it, but we don't hear it until it happens.
And I would have to agree with you, Councilman. I don't believe that this position is the be-all, end-all. I think that we do have problems, and we're going to continue to have problems. I don't think that our systems are perfect, but I think our systems can be better. And I don't think this particular position will make it a perfect system. I believe it would make it a better system. Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
It sounds to me like that's a testimony in favor of this position. Wouldn't it be nice if there was somebody watching over the businesses that were coming into this area and would be able to carry that message before the day before the shovel goes in?
Thank you, Councilwoman. Any further comment from members of council? Councilman Taggart.
I think what we need to do is take some of the positions out of special services and put them into land use.
Right. Amen, brother.
Another witness for next
time. Oh,
yeah, another one.
Any further comment from Councilman Bell?
Yes, well, and I know it's a resolution, but, you know, we participated in our comprehensive plan, and there's a lot of areas that we looked at in comprehensive plan to try to make improvements, to try to make us more business-friendly, economic development-friendly. And we talked about things like designating areas for business and for commercial and to turn around and encourage small business. And to have properties that are already zoned properly and shovel-ready. So there's a lot of things that this council and this government has done to improve I think, economic development. And I'm not sure that we need another position to do what we could do with the positions we already have if we just collectively come together and develop our plan.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilwoman Kilpatrick?
One step at a time.
Any additional comments or questions from members of council? Seeing none, I'll look to the public. Any comment or questions from members of the public on this particular resolution? I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
No.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
No.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street? Mr. Tackett?
No.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, Pro Tem, the roll call reveals 9 yes, 3 no, 1 absent.
Resolution 15-157 is hereby adopted. We will move on to ordinances.
Less controversial.
So, let's hope so.
Yeah.
Ordinance number 15081. I am a co-sponsor.
Like it or not.
Thank you very much. My name is left off, but I'm a co-sponsor. Amended pay plan and rates of pay for classified service employees represented by the Delaware Public Employees Council 81. I move that this particular ordinance be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Ordinance 15081, amend the pay plan and rates of pay for classified service employees represented by the Delaware Public Employees Council 81, AFSCME AFL-CIO affiliate Local 1607 to increase the pay grade of Chief Field Supervisor.
We did discuss this particular ordinance earlier this afternoon in our executive committee meeting, and I do not see the CHRO present today. She did explain it this afternoon. If there are questions, I would have to yield to the Chief Administrative Officer, or the Deputy Chief Administrative Officer. Any comment or questions on this particular ordinance from members of council? Seeing none, I will turn to the public. Any member of the public have any comment or questions on this particular ordinance? Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on ordinance number 15081.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street? Yes. Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Ordinance 15081 is hereby adopted. We will move on to ordinance number 15082. Mr. Retta, Mr. Tackett, Mr. Bell. Is it Mr. Retta?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to have ordinance 15-082 placed before council consideration adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 15082, amend the grants budget for $30,000 in federal matching funds to the Port Penn flood mitigation and sea level rise adaptation study grant to be administered by the Newcastle County Department of Land Use.
Councilman Redder.
For title.
Any comment or question from members of council in regard to this particular resolution, this ordinance, I'm sorry?
Yes.
Councilman Powers?
Just a couple things. I'd like to be a sponsor on this. This is to finalize the project. The state has already spent about $200,000. They've put ton sandbags to plug the thing, and that's been done in the past few months. So this is the monies to finish the project and finalize.
Thank you, Councilman Powers. There's no opposition. Councilman Powers, we added as co-sponsor.
No problem.
Thank you. Any further comment or questions from members of council? Councilman Weiner?
Yes, I look forward to supporting this as well. It's not only Port Penn that's subject to flooding, but all the land around Port Penn is, there's a lot of wetlands and lowlands, and so if you protect Port Penn, you protect the beautiful open space and farmland around there as well, the forested areas, the wetlands.
Thank you, Councilman.
Thank you.
Any further comment or question from members of council? Seeing none, we'll move to the public. Any question or comment from members of the public on this particular ordinance? Close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on ordinance number 15082.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Packard?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President Pro Tem, the roll call vote, 12 yes, 1 absent.
Ordinance number 15082 is hereby adopted. We'll move on to ordinance number 15070. Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Councilman Holmes, I request to lift ordinance 15-070 from the table.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, I would request that ordinance 15-070 be read by title only.
Second.
Second.
Ordinance 15070 to amend the pay plan and rates of pay for unclassified employees of county council.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. Pro Tem. I would move oral amendment number 1 to ordinance number 15-070. Under section 4, I move to strike the provisions of this ordinance shall be effective July 1, 2015, and replace that with the language, the provisions of this ordinance shall be retroactive to July 1, 2015.
That's the oral amendment to the ordinance?
Yes, sir.
All in favor of the oral amendment?
Roll. Yes,
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the amendment.
Mr. Bell?
No.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
No.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
No.
Mr. Weiner?
No.
Mr. President, Pro Tem, the roll call reveals 8 yes, 4 no, 1 absent.
Okay.
The amendment passed. So Mr. Smiley?
Now, to maintain protocol, I would ask that ordinance number 15-070, as amended by oral amendment number 1, be read by title only and placed before council.
Second.
Ordinance 15070 is amended by oral amendment number 1 to amend the pay plan and rates of pay for the unclassified employees of county council.
Councilman Smiley.
Okay. Fellow council members, you're all well aware of what this does. We've discussed it ad nauseum. This places a step 11 in the pay plan for council staff only, excluding those being the county audit, the council auditor and his staff. We had a lot of discussion on this, and I respect everyone's opinion and the right to have it. Second time around for this, third if you count the others, but this is the second time around for this. As with the CPI, the executive branch has asked this council to take the charge to assist them in the collective bargaining process by not providing another step to our staff. 10 years, I've never been asked to be involved in the collective bargaining process and didn't want to. But I spent a lot of years in the collective bargaining process. And I always researched what the employer was doing. So we're being asked, and I say we, I'm introducing it, but I'm assuming all of council, to help them in their collective bargaining with the county employees by stifling our own staff. Well, I ask you to all have an open mind as I present you with some information that I've not presented before. I'm not going to get into the names, although it's public record. We all know, as recently as today, we have listen to changes in job descriptions. We've had promotions through the county, and that's and the county executive has that right, but that's how the raises are given over there. We don't have all of the jobs. We don't have the various positions to reevaluate. But to bring a focus on our being asked to set the example and help with collective bargaining, here's what the county executive branch of government has done. On 1/28/2013, an individual started for Newcastle County at a pay rate of $81,765. Less than 3 months later, as of April 15, 2013, the individual was moved to a position of $106,899. So, for 3 months, got an increase of $25,134. That's a little, almost what this would cost. On 7/1/2014, the same individual was bumped to another position of $129,936. For another pay increase of $23,037. That's less than 15 months. So in less than 18 months, the executive branch said to the collective bargaining personnel, we're so worried about being fiscally responsible with your contract, we're going to give one employee in less than 18 months a $48,000, $171 raise. Then they took another employee, hired on November 28, 2012, at a pay rate of $75,971. And I'm only going to bother you with three of these. There are more. And in less than 4 months, on March 11, 2013, this individual was maneuvered to get a pay rate of $90,146. So in less than 14 months, this individual was rewarded with $14,175 in pay increases. The third individual, hired January 27, 2014, at a pay rate of $62,502. 15 days later, on February 10, 2014, this individual was adjusted to receive a pay rate of $106,899. So after 15 days, this individual received a $44,397 raise. So we are being asked by the executive office, after they have awarded $106,743 for 22 and a half months combined service, to say to 10 of our employees with a collective Newcastle County experience of 181 years, we're being asked to tell them no to a step that would cost $37,300. Now, who's sending the wrong message to the employees in Newcastle County? It's not us. It's not us. That's it. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Councilman Smalley. Any further comment or question from members of council? Councilman Wine.
Thank you very much. The merits have been championed for the reasons stated. Very briefly, I believe that for the reasons set forth in the audit, there are matters which we need to address systemically before considering an increase across the board. Secondly, the precedent is not just for one position or two or three positions. It's across the board and would set a precedent in negotiations with the unions. And three, council aides come on understanding what their positions are, whether they're tenuous or not. It depends upon the whether or not their employers are reelected, and that is the position that they accept. Simply longevity alone should not dictate across-the-board increases. I would suggest that every county executive could probably be spoken about, as the sponsor did, in terms of having merit or having hired employees who have expertise that receive raises based upon what they see as their value to the administration and to this county. However, it's not if we're going to say, well, unions should therefore get across the board support, and we're going to set an example here by creating a step 11 in county council, I can't defend that to my constituents. If we're going to just pick and choose these three examples, we could apply that to every county executive. We've never created a situation where we make decisions across the board based upon high salaried employees or what their value is. And any of us, of course, we have the opportunity at budget time to evaluate and make our statements, or we can make amendments to budget. But this is a system of government where county council is not like state government. We're not in a position to micromanage the administration, but we can manage our own employees. And for myself, I can't support a pay raise for the reasons I stated.
Yeah, I'm just going to respond. I respect Councilman Weiner to have the position that he holds on this. However, let's be clear. I respect that Councilman Weiner is an attorney. I don't know how much law he's practiced in the realm of collective bargaining, but I will tell you this. The action on this legislation here tonight for council staff has no legal basis for any union for collective bargaining, whether they take it to the National Labor Relations Board, or they take it to PERB, which is a public employee relations board, or they take it to arbitration. It has no merit. It can't. Can they say, well, this was done over there? Yes, they can, but there is no legal basis to force this into a collective bargaining agreement in the executive branch. So just so we're clear on
May that. I respond? Thank you. I appreciate and all due deference to the sponsor. I really don't want words put in my mouth. I'm not speaking as an attorney. I'm speaking as a person like the rest of us who observe what happens. As the deputy CAO said, if we pass a step 11, the first thing that the unions will do when they come into negotiation will request across the board step 11. As deputy CAO said, that would be a reasonable starting position for them in negotiations, and we all have to think about that consequence. It's not legal, it's just reality.
That makes sense to me. You know, nothing new in 2 years as I was in the city walking into the collective bargaining. 0-0 is going to take or leave. So it depends on who's negotiating, how they're going to negotiate. But to me, the argument is hypocritical. We got our little $99 raise this year, $900-some last year, comparable amount the year before that, comparable amount the year before that. So we got taken care of. We got ours. And through the collective bargaining process, other county employees got there, but we tell our employees to go pay them same. And it's fundamentally unfair. And the say that A has anything to do with C. But if I'm negotiating the contract, you're negotiating with me. You want to talk to council, go talk to council. But right now, I'm the person that you got to go through to get you a contract. So it depends on how you want to negotiate and who's going to negotiate. And I just think that, and to bring the audit into it, okay, to have a staff person say that this is how your staff is not being held accountable, but none of us are dissatisfied with the performance or the time spent of our employees. It just doesn't make sense. Audit for work trial. Make a recommendation, fine, you can take it up or down, but to use that as excuse, as far as I'm concerned, the not our employees is just wrong. And, you know, until such time as this council is going to have the courage to make everybody accountable, including the person pointing the finger, which now, you know, all that's untouchable, then here again is hypocritical.
Further comments or questions from members of council? Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President Pro Tem. As I mentioned in committee this afternoon, I think that the immediate answer across the board to all of our staff is what's being proposed by the administration and supported in an ordinance by Councilman Sheldon, and that be the $750 bonus, a one-time bonus based upon savings from last year, and I think that everyone benefits, all the employees, and the word parity doesn't always happen, but I think that this is somewhat of parity that all employees of council, our legislative aides, would receive the $750 bonus. I look more to trying to come up, and I know that it's been mentioned before, and maybe it hasn't been successful, but I look more to trying to develop some sort of a career development in the legislative aides to where if you served a few terms and you've accomplished certain skill sets and your longevity goes on, if there's certain requirements put into a job spec to elevate you, to work towards it, to earn it, maybe you're able to assist others in the management of the legislative aides and the council staff, that maybe we have another pay step, a pay grade that would specification, that's what I want to, that's the right word, another specification that would allow people to build some career development. And based upon earning it, and not just longevity, but certainly a person that's here and is productive and has been here 8 years or more, you know, it may give them some incentive to be bumped out to where over the next 4 years they could work their way up to a higher salary. But it would be by productivity, by job skill sets, and by accepting additional responsibilities. So I think that something like that, going with the $750 bonus for everyone, all the aides, and across the board, and then working on something to come up with maybe some career development within the legislative aides is just my thoughts on possibly how we could proceed.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. I don't want to repeat everything I said this afternoon during the committee discussion, but your thoughts, my thoughts sort of mirror yours. I think that there should be performance coupled with longevity. I don't think that longevity alone necessarily merits additional compensation without it being matched with performance. So I don't think that you get there simply by adding another step and not having a measurement of performance. That's my personal feeling about it. I will go to Councilman Smiley and then Councilman Street.
And then I'm done with this. I would just say I'm somewhat confused that we should have a whole new process to move up to a higher rate. But the first 10 steps, which technically are based on seniority, are okay. Thank you, and I'm ready when Councilman Street and other council members are done.
Councilman Street.
want to be the only workforce where longevity, seniority doesn't count. And essentially what you have on the table now, what you're saying is past step 10, the 0-0 that I put on, that I said we talked about when I was negotiating the contract, that's what you have on the table. How can experience and seniority not count? Just be the only workforce where it doesn't count at all, doesn't count for anything. And to me, conceptually, we're being hypocritical. But we're set here, every time somebody comes in from the administration and we want to upgrade, we want this upgrade, they take care of who they want to take care of, we tell our folks to go down saying we're being hypocritical. And here again, we'll have our place in history as being the weakest council in the history of this budget.
Thank you, Councilman Street. I certainly feel that longevity does count. I don't think that it is the only measure of performance that should be considered. I think that seniority certainly has value, but I also feel that performance has value. Seniority alone without performance, in my opinion, does not deserve to be rewarded. Our system is set up wherein for the first number of years, how many number of years that is, on a system that rewards seniority for the first 10 years or the first 15 years, that comes almost automatic. I don't know of anyone who has never received that bump up, and that seems to be forgotten here tonight, but that is our system. But once you get beyond that, I think there should be some other measure to go along with that seniority that would justify, in my feelings, additional compensation. Councilman Street and Councilwoman Diller.
But our seniority counts, but we're going to get harder than a year. But let's do the math. In the instant matter, $15,000 with 750 split between the entire staff, and under the control of legislation, there's $37,000. So it's a difference of whatever that is, 20,000. So, you know, we're robbing our own people. And to say they can't get back what they gave back. They can't get that back. And for everybody that's working for one of us that's elected, their future's not guaranteed. So it's a matter of a fundamental fairness. But we as council members, ain't nobody in here said no to the raise that we get by law every year. So our seniority counts, their seniority doesn't count.
Well, the only thing I can say to that is two different pay systems. I'm the senior council member here. I don't think I make as much money as the latest aide came on. So even though council salary is based upon the CPI, no matter how long you've been here as a council person, the person that gets elected in the next election cycle is going to make the same as the person who's been here for 25 or 35 years, for that matter. With the aides, that is not the case. If you're an aide and you've been here for 10 years, you're going to make a lot more than an aide who's been here for 2 years. If you're an aide who's been here for 5 years, you're going to make a lot more than a council person who's been here for 25 years. So it's a different whole pay structure, and I think it should be that way. Even with the legislation that's being considered tonight, with the bonuses that are going to go to Newcastle County employees, as well as the legislation being sponsored by Councilman Sheldon, county council members are not part of that particular bonus. We are not part of that. So it's a completely different pay structure. I understand the position of providing additional compensation to the aides. I just personally feel that it should also be tied to performance. I don't believe that the people that have necessarily been here the longest are necessarily the greatest performers in the office. Councilwoman Dillon.
I'm voting for this piece of legislation for a couple of reasons. First of all, our employees are not merit and they're not unionized. They don't have the same protections. We're a separate branch of government, and quite frankly, it's the administration's responsibility to handle union negotiations. So, step up. I'm voting for this piece of legislation.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Any additional comments, questions from members of council? Councilman Bell?
Yeah.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick?
Just one additional comment, and that is that I'm more than glad to step up. And what I'm looking at is that everyone, all legislative aides, all county employees across the board have given back in health care. This one time, and I know it's not the world, but $750 bonus is, I think, out of appreciation and respect for the employees, some sort of an incentive to say thank you, and maybe we can't guarantee you so much of a percent for the next 2-3 years. But this, the funding is there to provide this one-time bonus incentive, and I think it does recognize our employees to say thank you for cooperating. We're trying to do something for you.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick?
Thank you. I have struggled with this issue since it first came up, and I am most likely not going to support this tonight, not because I don't think our employees are worth it, not because I don't think that they deserve a raise, not that I don't think that they should have a Step 11, but I have been hypercritical of every department that has come through here mid-cycle asking for more money to give people raises or promote them within their department. I understand that Councilman Smiley tried to get this within the budget during the budget cycle. I think we as a council, if we wanted this to be done, we should have taken up the issue at that point. We could have voted in that extra money. If this was something that was going to start in 2016, I would be in favor of this. I just don't feel, because of how I have criticized others through the past several years for coming mid-cycle and asking for raises, that I can in good conscience change my mind on how I feel about these things because it's our council.
In response to Councilwoman Capac, I just raised a question. How many did we send back? My recollection is everything that's come over here to ask for, they got.
But I didn't vote for it.
Councilman Smiley.
Councilman Kilpatrick, I appreciate your position. I would just say we just approved a position that wasn't funded in the budget. We have funds in our budget that can fund this. As a matter of fact, I'll sit here right now and tell you, on the record, with everyone else, if this passes, my entire $16,000 office budget will go to the payroll to help offset almost half of it.
Any additional comments or questions from members of council? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public. Any member of the public have a question or comment on this particular ordinance? Close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
No.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
No.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
No.
Mr. Powers?
No.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
No.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
No.
Mr. Weiner?
No.
Mr. President Pro Tem, the roll call reveals 5 yes, 7-1 absent.
Ordinance number 15070 is hereby defeated. We move on to substitute number 1 to ordinance number 14089. Ms. Kilpatrick.
089 and 090 remain tabled.
Thank you, Councilwoman Kilpatrick. Those two ordinances will remain on the table. We'll move on to substitute number 1 to ordinance number 15085, which is under my sponsorship tonight as a co-sponsor with President Bullock. I move that substitute number 1 to ordinance number 15085 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Substitute number 1 to ordinance 15085 to provide a one-time bonus payment of $750 to certain full-time active county employees in recognition of their dedication and commitment to the citizens of Newcastle County.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. This particular ordinance has been talked about a little prematurely here tonight. But I just want to say that it is the $750 as a bonus to county employees, which includes most county employees, with the exception of certain managers, general managers. I believe that we have an outstanding workforce here in Newcastle County that have made sacrifices over the last 7 years or so. And this bonus tries to recognize the sacrifices that have been made during this period of time when we had to really move to very austere measures because of the economy that we're now living in. I would also like to add that two-thirds of our budget here in Newcastle County goes to public safety. I think most people in Newcastle County really appreciate the fact that we have considered by most an outstanding public safety department here in Newcastle County. But in addition to public safety, we still have people in Newcastle County who work hard every day to make certain that the sewers are running properly, to make certain that the neighborhoods are being sustained, to make certain that our parks are being maintained. So, and a lot of people in our community don't necessarily appreciate people who work for the government. They feel that somehow that they should not be rewarded. People feel that in some cases, well, they don't care about public safety until there's crime in their neighborhoods. They don't care about sustaining their properties until there's a problem property on their block. But there are public servants in county government that work hard. These are their careers. And I feel that what's happening here tonight, what's being proposed, $750 per employee is well deserved. Comments or questions from members of council? Councilman Weiner, Councilman Smiley.
Thank you, Mr. President Pro Tem. You very eloquently set forth reasons why I, too, will be supporting this one-time bonus payment in recognition of the dedication and commitment of the employees of Newcastle County. And it is sustainable. It recognizes the collaborative teamwork that our county workforce displayed during a challenging year where we were facing a large potential deficit, and through sacrifice and hard work, the corner was turned, and one-time bonus simply reflects a sharing of that hard work and dedication on the part of our county employees.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Smalley?
So let me be clear. I would hope that, and if not, if it's not, I would hope that my past 10 years, the actions that I've taken both within this chamber, within this office, and outside on the streets with the county employees will best reflect my feelings towards them and their work ethic, and not this one vote or two votes, whatever you want to call it. But I do want to place on the record the fact that the fiscal note cost for this, the cost between $1.1 and $1.2 million. So we can't afford $37,000 for council staff, but we got a $100,000 window here. And as far as what the county employees have done with give backs and everything else, and I totally respect that, let us not lose sight. The county employee is still burdened by the failure of the administration to fill the funded vacancies that year after year, up until next budget, this council has chosen to leave funded. They're still understaffed, every department.
Thank you, Councilman.
Yes, just want to address one point. I don't think anyone has made an argument that this government can't afford the proposed Step 11 that was not did not pass this council. That wasn't the point for those of us who, for a multitude of reasons, chose not to support it.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman, I really don't want us to re-argue that particular piece of legislation.
I won't say there was a councilperson with a concern it wasn't in the budget. I'm not going to say that.
Thank you so much, Councilman Smiley. Any further comment or question on substitute to number one, 15085? Councilwoman Kilpatrick, then Councilman Cartier.
Thank you. Can I just be clear that this $750 is just a bonus, does not go on to their base pay, so that if they get raises after that, that's not considered when you look at percentages, and that it's nothing on the base pay that would eventually be reflected in their pension?
I cannot answer that with any degree of certainty, so I may have to defer to the Chief Administrative Officer or the Deputy Chief Administrative Officer who's in the audience.
Mine doesn't do that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. CAO David Grimaldi, the $750 is a one-time bonus, so it doesn't affect base pay. And an important distinction is, you know, we got to this point because we made a decision, you know, 8 or 9 months ago to make some pretty deep cuts together. And thanks to that, we went from a deficit to, I think, $1.5 or $6 million surplus. So we're going to be able to say that, and by the way, this money is going to be paid out of last fiscal year's budget, so it's been encumbered. If council votes tonight, it'll be paid out of last fiscal year's budget. So we'll be able to say that not only do we end the year giving our employees back for the first time in almost a decade, but we also did so while still achieving a budget surplus. So I think we should be proud of the work we did.
So I'm correct in my assumption on both issues.
Yes, Council.
Thank you. Councilman Cartier.
Yes, I'm going to support this. I know that over the economic crisis we weathered and all through the subsequent years, you know, the county workforce, you know, through shared sacrifice, we all went through that, enabled us to maintain a strong fiscal position, and on through this fiscal year. So this is a one-time bonus to reward them for their sacrifice, and you know, we've been very unique in the sense that many local governments in the vicinity have had large layoffs, and I can say that we hung together as a government, as a group, and shared the pain and cuts, and you know, it's been an admirable group of folks to work with, and I'm very happy to support this one-time bonus for our workforce this evening.
Councilman Street and Councilman Smalley.
Not to pay the tools of people out of the money away from the charity.
Points well taken, Councilman. Councilman Smalley.
That's how where I'm going to end up, so I just enjoy the cold. I'm well aware of the cuts that have been made. This council, when I came board in 2004, had to immediately start making cuts, because that's when we found out the two previous years the county had been operating in the red. So I'm well aware of the cuts. Matter of fact, I think I've been a significant part of them all. I hope we do have a surplus. I really do. But let's not lose sight. We're still waiting on the official answer as to how much, if any, funds can legally be switched from a liability to an asset on the books of Newcastle County. So, that's it.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilwoman Diller.
I'd just like to echo Councilman Smiley's question about whether we actually have a surplus. I mean, we've bonded $85 million in new projects, and so that's an awful lot of money. So whether we actually have a surplus or whether we've bonded it, I think is open to question.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Any further comment or question from members of council? Any comment or question from members of the public? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on substitute number 1 to ordinance number 15085.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
No.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
No.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, pro tem, the roll call revealed 10 yes, 2 no, 1 absent.
Substitute number 1 to ordinance number 15085 is hereby adopted. We will move on to ordinance number 15086. Councilmember Sheldon.
Mr. President, I would like ordinance 15-086 be read in by title only for its consideration and adoption.
Ordinance 15086, amend the pay plan and rates of pay for unclassified employees of county council to provide a one-time holiday bonus of $750 to eligible full-time Newcastle County Council employees in November 2015 in recognition of their givebacks during austere times and their outstanding efforts, which are attributed to a budget surplus.
Mr. Sheldon.
Mr. President, I would like to make an oral amendment in Section 1 of the ordinance and add insert the following language. Each full-time non-probationary employee at the Newcastle County Council, and adding with the exception of the audit and audit staff, as of November 1st, 2005, shall receive a one-time holiday bonus of $750 in a separate check in November 2015.
Second.
All in favor of the oral amendment?
Aye.
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 Roll call vote. As far as the roll call vote.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Party?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Not voting.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes, and you're welcome.
Mr. Street? Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Not voting.
Mr. President, pro tem, the roll call reveals 10 yes, not voting.
Oral Amendment Number 1 to Ordinance Number 15086 is hereby adopted. Mr. Sheldon.
Basically, we fought this last battle. This just keeps Newcastle County Council employees up to date with Local 1607 and the rest of the county that's being judged upon with no exceptions. And I'm just going to leave it at that.
Thank you, Councilman. Any comment, Councilman Street? Thank you, Councilman. Councilmember Smiley?
Yes. Councilman Sheldon,
mm-hmm.
I recognize it's not required. If anyone in this council recognizes it's not required, it's me. But do you have a fiscal note on this, or is it part of the fiscal note for 15-085?
It's a separate fiscal note. I sent it 2 months ago, and like you, I'm waiting. So we passed the ordinance on...
Name Smiley.
What's that? No, it starts with an S then, I guess, maybe. Pursuant to your ordinance that we passed, I went with...
Okay.
It's been out there for at least 2 months that I remember, so it's fine.
So
It's actually $12,750 now with all its staff not being included.
So I guess if we're asked now who hasn't had a problem, you won't be able to raise your hand, will you? Thank you very much.
Councilman Weiner.
Thank you. I won't be supporting this. I don't believe that we're in a position at this point until we address concerns structurally within council to be considering either a pay raise or another step or even a bonus. And I'm aware of at least one factor that I'm still waiting to be addressed, and that is that the clerk of council has the authority to appoint to members of council staff specific jobs, and I know that a lot of the staff members do additional jobs. One of the things that the audit pointed out, and I knew already, is that we needed to get a better handle on that as well, and that'll certainly provide us a measurement or a metric for moving in the direction that both you and Councilman Bell had spoken about in terms of measuring performance rather than simply longevity and looking for specific tasks that might or might not warrant an adjustment in salary. I'm not yet convinced of that, but certainly that would be a positive step in that direction.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Street.
This whole argument with the audit is fucking my nerves. All right, because nobody counts the time, nobody considers the time. When the constituent calls in the office and she's at home, she talks to them on Saturday morning. Somebody's got a problem, she talks to them on Sunday night. You're doing all that in her personal time and nobody's documenting. And she's not the only one. And so to have this little arbitrary audit come in and let that be a dictating force on how we hold our staff accountable and responsible to me is absurd.
Thank you, Councilman Street. Any additional comment or question from members of council? Councilman Redder.
Thank you. I just couldn't understand Councilman Weiner's assessment on this because it was a one-time bonus for the county employees, and he didn't say the same thing on that compared to what he's saying to our own staff. So I it's not a raise, it's a one-time bonus. So, you know, all the stuff going in that he said about evaluation and different jobs that they do and things like that doesn't have anything to do with this ordinance.
You
nothing to do with it.
Councilman Weiner, I don't encourage it, but...
I'm sorry the Council Reddit didn't understand what I said. My apologies.
Any further comment or question from members of council? Wait, seeing none, we'll open the floor to the public. Any comment or question from members of the public?
I'm thinking.
We'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on ordinance number 15086.
As amended,
I'm sorry.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
No.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
No.
Mr. Street?
Yes. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
No.
Mr. President, pro tem, the roll call reveals 9 yes, 3 no, 1
is that item J?
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance number 15086 is hereby adopted.
Two of
them. We'll move on to item J. I believe there are three item J resolutions tonight. Resolution number 15158, Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you. I move that resolution 15158 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 15158, honoring
the life of Adriana
Lynn Falco.
Per title.
Any questions or comments from members of council?
No, sir.
Seeing none, any comment or questions from members of the public? Madam Clerk, please call the roll on resolution number 15158.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Smiley?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Resolution number 15158 is hereby adopted. We'll move on to resolution number 15159. Mr. Street. It's not that cold.
It yes, it is.
Move your resolution number
15159.
Yeah, that.
15159
be read by title only and placed before
council for consideration
and
adoption.
Second.
Resolution
15159
celebrating the
90th
birthday of
Mr. Bob R.
Coleman.
Per
title, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Street.
Thank you.
Any comment or question from members of council? I'm sorry. Any comment or question from members of the public? Madam Clerk, please call the roll on resolution number 15159.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Resolution number 15159 is hereby adopted. We'll move on to resolution number 15160. Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. Pro Tem. Move that resolution number 15-160 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 15160, honoring the life of Chief Engineer James L. Bucky Hinton, Jr., and expressing condolences to his family.
Mr. Bell.
Yes, Mr. President, Pro Tem. I don't want to go into the full detail of the resolution, but what I want to say is that you don't find a more dedicated public servant than Bucky Hinton. He was Chief Engineer of the Fire Department for several years, 60-year active member. And at 84, he passed away in the fire station. And a lot to be said about his service.
Councilman Bell? I'm sorry, Councilman Smalley.
I know I went to the barber today, but cut me a break. I would ask to be a co-sponsor on this, please. I go back with Mr. Hinton and I more years than I can figure out without a calculator. I started with him many years ago down at the refinery, and later I not only worked with him, but I actually became a business agent representing both him and his son. And a more loyal union man you will never find here. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Cartier.
Yeah, very briefly, I salute Councilman Bell for bringing forward such a resolution this evening, and it goes to show you the kind of dedication that goes on with our volunteer fire service, and the value that they deliver to the residents of this county is incalculable, and I really think Councilman Bell is a great man for bringing it forward to recognize a volunteer fire service person who passed away at the firehouse and in service to the community that he was protecting.
Thank you, Councilman. Any additional comments from members of council? Any comments from members of the public? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell.
Yes.
Mr. Bullock, Mr. Cartier.
Yes.
Mr. Diller.
Yes.
Mr. Holland.
Yes.
Mr. Patrick.
Yes.
Mr. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Retta.
Yes.
Mr. Shelton.
Yes.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr. Hackett.
Yes.
Mr. Weiner. Mr. Weiner.
Yes.
Mr. President, Pro Tem, the roll probably has 12 yes and 1 absent.
Resolution number 15160 is hereby adopted. That, I believe, completes our printed agenda for tonight. Does anyone from council have any question or comments further?
Yes, Mr. President.
Councilman Cartier.
Thank you. I know we went through a lot of discussions about compensation of employees, and we always have a lot of discussion about the county budget, capital, projects, operating budget, and we do a great job, you know, getting down to the nitty-gritty details. You know, probably this government is very transparent, and we may have a lot of disagreements about our finances, but we really put it out there for the public to examine. I want to just tell members of council that I'm extremely concerned about the future of this government financially, because it has nothing to do with our internal issues. It has to do with the condition of the state government. The state government is facing probably some of the toughest financial challenges it has faced since probably the 1970s. And I don't know if folks read in the paper about the Business Roundtable talking about structural deficits exceeding $600 million within the coming decade. I know that next year is going to be a very difficult budget year for the state of Delaware unless some miracle happens and the economy of this state turns around. I don't think that's going to happen, and I'm really concerned that there will be a very concerted effort. We had an effort in the last budget cycle in the state government to remove our transfer tax. I think there's going to be a very concerted effort to go after every revenue stream that we receive so that they can balance their budget. They're going to be in an election year. I don't think there's going to be a lot of political courage in Dover. And I think we've got a big, big fight on our hands to protect the revenues that we have been granted by the state government, more specifically transfer tax and other things. And I've been in communication with several members of the Joint Finance Committee, and they just look at counties, municipalities as the way to go take care of a lot of their headaches financially. So, folks, you better start talking to your state legislators now, because this next budget could be, you know, the end of the transfer tax for this county. This year it's a $25 million revenue stream. You can probably say goodbye. So I think we're in for rough seas and a lot of financial challenges in trying to influence the state legislature to, you know, try to find some other way of funding their structural deficit that they're facing. And it's a very ominous kind of situation developing in Dover regarding our financial future.
Well stated and very true. I think that most council members are right there with you, Councilman. Any additional comment from members of council? Councilman Street.
Wouldn't it behoove us to start having those conversations and then not wait till legislation is put in and put forward the same kind of effort to put forward and put forward and if the crisis lasts for some years? And I'd rather see us do that as opposed to wait until May, June.
I think you're right, Councilman. Any additional comments from members of council?
Don't bring it up.
Seeing none, anybody from the public have any idea or what they want to say to us tonight before we shut down? Yes, sir. Please come forward. You have 3 minutes, including the time you have to walk down here.
I'll hold him up long as I can. I need to sign your name, but you have to do it backwards and upside down.
Good evening to the county council. First of all, I do want to say that I froze for an hour, so y'all can give me 3 minutes. First of all, you know, on a serious note, number one, I want to thank all council members. I think you do a wonderful job. I'm going to get to that. Minister Renard Potts, he's loving action / ceasefire, a member of Lifeline Ministries, 25th and Washington Streets, Wilmington, Delaware. Just want to say that we started a project in 2009, and we brought it back in 2014, which was a basketball tournament, shoot the ball and not me. My life is precious. I just want to say that President Bullock, Councilman Penrose, done an excellent job in helping us. I don't know a lot of y'all. Minister, well, I called him a minister. Mr. J Street, you know, he let us use his building for the... he let us use his building for, you know, our plays, you know, having... You know, I'm just here because in 2014, I got discouraged, but the Lord allowed me to witness a person get shot on Vandiver Avenue. Well, actually, it was Vandiver Avenue and Claymont Street, and I watched them fall to the ground, and I went up and I just prayed. And to this day, I don't know if he lived or died. I don't know. You know, I've tried to go in the hospital, but it was coded where you couldn't find him. And to this day, I don't know, but it gave me an incentive to continue to press. And so we've done 7 projects, and we had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of young people that came out. We gave them trophies. We served them dinner, and we didn't charge them anything. And I couldn't do it without help, and that's why I'm here tonight. I'm asking for support from County Council. I'm a resident in Newcastle County.
You got 30 seconds, sir.
Thank you. I really need support. So I'm just asking that if you get a flyer from next project that we're working on is called Luncheon on the Lawn Fellowship with Love. It's going to be held in Prices Run Park. It's for the community. We're going to serve everybody dinner, a catered dinner in the park. And it don't cost nothing, but I can't do it without support. I got gospel singers coming, ministers that's going to talk to people about putting the guns down.
Can you wrap it up?
Yes, sir. And bringing family together. So I'm just asking if you can support us, please support us. And I do want to say that Mr. Anthony, your aid person, Mr. Nye, you know, they helped me because I don't know anything about the paperwork. So, you know, I just need the support. And God bless everybody in the room.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Thanks, Reverend.
Yeah.
Call them out. Any further comments?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
For those of you wishing...